In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. We had been appointed to oversee the sharing. Our numbers, our growth had made things unmanageable. The apostles, the 12 of them, were not enough to oversee the fact that we had thousands who were now flocking into this community. And as we were sharing all of our resources, things were falling through the cracks, unintentionally. Some widows that were essential to our mission and ministry because the temple had neglected the widows. We were taking care of the widows, and some of them were missed in the daily distribution of food because the apostles were overwhelmed with all that they had to do. So the apostles and the community gathered together, and they appointed us, seven of us, to oversee the distribution of our sharing, our resources as a community. This essential task, which was central to who we were as a community in the name of Jesus. And as we went doing this task, we realized as the authority's gaze moved from the apostles towards us, what really was a threat to the authorities of the temple. They had previously almost killed the 12 apostles, but now that we had been given the task of sharing and overseeing the distribution of the resources, their gaze moved on us. We saw that the threat to the temple authorities was the economic threat. The sharing, the resource combining that we were doing as a community was the threat to the temple system because no longer were we giving our tithes to the system. And priests were starting to leave the temple system to join our new community. And the authorities pointed their gaze at us, the seven of us. And their gaze really began to focus in on Stephen. He was the one who was the most outspoken, filled with the spirit of the seven of us. And Stephen was getting accused from all corners of the temple authorities of attacking Moses, attacking the law of Moses, the way of life that we had held together for so many generations. He was accused of attacking the temple and saying that Jesus was going to destroy it. And so they grabbed and arrested Stephen and brought him in for trial. And there Stephen, his face lit up, filled with the Holy Spirit. He stood there and he bore witness in a way that we had never even seen the apostles bear witness. And Stephen walked the authorities through the entire story of the scriptures. He started with Abraham and God's call to our forefather. And how Abraham was living in civilization and God had called him out and said, Abraham, leave everything behind. Leave Babylon. Leave your family behind and join me in the wilderness. I will show you a new way. And through you, I will bless the world, all creation, all nations. And Abraham had gone with the Lord to journey with him. But then Abraham's family had stumbled as the generations went on. As famine struck, they had moved their gaze from the Lord's provision to thinking, how could civilization provide for them? And so they had moved down to Egypt, Stephen recounted to us. And there in Egypt, they became slaves. There in Egypt, they trusted once again in civilization's provision. And God had rescued Abraham and his family from that. And now they re-entered it. And there in civilization, they lived as slaves for 400 years, trusting in the promises that were empty to actually give them anything that they were seeking. And so after 400 years, the Lord had compassion on his people. And he raised up Moses, Stephen recounted. And Moses was in the wilderness when he encountered God. Moses was not in Egypt with the people. He was there at the burning bush, tending his flocks, and the Lord said to him through the burning bush, take the sandals off your feet. You are standing on holy ground. Where was Moses standing? Nowhere special, just the middle of the wilderness, but this was holy ground. And God said, Moses, I'm sending you in to grab my people out of Egypt to bring them out in the wilderness so they can learn that I am everywhere. I fill everything. I am Lord of all creation. And so Moses went in and he grabbed God's people and brought them through the waters of the Red Sea and out into the wilderness. And God spoke directly to his people from the mountain, giving them his command, saying, "This is how you are to be a people, separate, holy, different than civilization." But God's people were scared to listen directly to his voice. And so they begged Moses to be the mediator. And so Moses was on Mount Sinai alone, listening to the Lord's words. And down at the bottom of the mountain were the people. The people wanting to go back to Egypt, back into civilization. And they told Aaron, "Make gods for us. Make us gods so that we can rebuild Egypt here for us, because we're lost without Egypt. It's our comfort zone. We need it desperately." And so they made golden calves, and they worshipped and killed and slaughtered animals as Egypt had done. And there in the wilderness, they fell away from the Lord. And then Stephen went on, and he started to really anger the authorities. He recounted to them Amos chapter 5, where Amos said, "That tent that Moses built for you in the wilderness, do you think that you were worshiping me in that tent, that tabernacle? No, you were worshiping the false gods of Egypt, of civilization. You were not worshiping me in the tabernacle." And then Stephen went on to recount that this tabernacle led to David and Solomon and the building of a bigger tabernacle, a temple. And how the Lord had said to David, "You will not make a temple for me. I will make a house for you. You will not make a temple for me." But David disobeyed and he built the temple, or prepared it for his son Solomon to build it. And Solomon built that temple, but the prophet spoke against it. Isaiah chapter 66, "The Lord does not dwell in temples made with human hands." Do you really believe that you are worshiping me in that box? In that tabernacle tent, in that this temple that Stephen stood in? Do you believe that you are worshiping me? No, the prophets say. And Stephen went after the authorities. He said, "You are uncircumcised where it matters, your hearts. You have never listened. Your ancestors have not listened. And you are just the product of your ancestors. Hard-hearted, trying to put God in a box, trying to put him in a tent, a tabernacle, or a temple. Do you really think the God of all creation can be contained by the works of your hands?" The authorities covered their ears, grabbed Stephen, and ironically did exactly what Stephen had just accused them of doing. They took Stephen out of the box of the temple, out of the box of their sacred city, so they could kill him. The authorities believed that God had said, "Do not kill," but that only applied on certain sacred ground. They could not kill somebody in the temple. They could not kill somebody in the holy city. So they grabbed Stephen, dragged him out of the temple, out of the city, to kill him. The word of God himself from Mount Sinai to his people, "Do not kill." They had tried to contain that word in a box, saying that it was only in a temple, only in certain parameters, that this word from God applied. And so they left the box they had put God in, and they raised their fists, and they hurled their stones at Stephen, completely ignoring God's command, "Do not kill." And they slaughtered Stephen outside of their boxes, outside of the safe compartments they had made. And Stephen there bore witness to what Jesus had done to us just months before. Stephen surrendered himself to God and prayed for the forgiveness of his enemies. And he died. T- take the sandals off your feet. You are standing on holy ground. It is such a temptation for us to put God in a box, to limit the scope of what he asks us to be, what he's called us to be, what he's made us to be. As Stephen pointed out, humanity has, for all generations, tried to limit the scope of what God has created us to be. We try to contain God in tents and temples, create these sacred little boxes, and we say, here, we'll follow what God has asked. But then we have these whole other compartments, these whole other shadow lives where God's presence and his word is not allowed to penetrate. But Jesus has come to throw light on the dark places, to expose the shadows in the compartments that we have segregated from the word of God. Stephen spoke out against those dark places, those shadows where we refuse to let God's word and presence dwell, and Stephen got killed for it. Jesus spoke out against those compartments of darkness and shadow life, and he got killed for it. But we are again here to see their witness and hear the challenge of the Lord through his prophets, through his very son, Jesus. Every foot of God's creation is holy ground. Every square inch is a place where we are called to listen and obey the Lord and him alone. The Lord asks us to not kill. There is no place where that word does not apply. The Lord asks us to let go of our greediness, our selfishness, our ownership. There is no place where that word does not apply. We can't keep God in these boxes any longer. He is breaking forth. His truth will break forth. We are being called to see and challenge the ways that we have compartmentalized our relationship to God. He is not the God of a church building, a church space. He is the God of all creation. Everywhere that your feet go, you stand on holy ground in the presence of God himself. And he is calling you into a new kind of existence where you listen to him in all that you do, all the time, everywhere that you go. So may we be challenged by Stephen's witness again this day to look and examine our lives. Where are the compartments that we have tried to box God in? Are we allowing the word of Jesus to penetrate every corner, every shadow, exposing the darkness? It will hurt to expose the darkness, but the light will reveal the truth, and we will be healed by the light. We can be a people unsegregated, uncompartmentalized, fully open to the fact that our God has come to dwell among us. He is rescuing us from our compartments, our darkness, our shadow lives, so that we may live wholly and completely in his truth. So may we take off our sandals everywhere we go today. And every day is the Lord's holy and sacred ground. And may we live like a witness as Stephen and Jesus did before us. Amen.